This is Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. What do mysteriously green hair, the hairy physics of ponytail motion, and measuring the universe for a dress fitting, what do they all have in common? Could only be the Ig Nobel Prizes. Coming up on this post-Thanksgiving edition of Science Friday, highlights from the annual prize ceremony honoring strange, silly, and sometimes serious science. We won't be taking your calls today, so please don't try to phone in. Instead, grab another slice of pie and sit back for a trip to the Igs. The prizes were awarded in a Nobel-studded gala ceremony at Harvard Sanders Theater in late September.
Ladies and gentlemen, boys and girls, literati, glitterati, pseudo-intellectuals, quasi-pseudo-intellectuals, and temporary residents of the universe, may I introduce our master of ceremonies, the editor of the Annals of Improbable Research, Chief Airhead Mark Abrams.
Good evening. We are gathered here tonight to honor some remarkable individuals and groups. Each winner has done something that first makes people laugh and then makes them think. The Ig Nobel Prize ceremony is produced by the science humor magazine, The Annals of Improbable Research, and it's proudly co-sponsored by the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association, the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students, the Harvard Computer Society, and by the new book, This is Improbable, ISBN 978-1851689316, by, well, me. The editors of the Annals of Improbable Research have chosen a theme for this year's ceremony. That theme is the universe. I say the universe. Now, Professor Jean Berko Gleason will deliver the traditional Ig Nobel welcome, welcome speech.
Welcome. Welcome.
The keynote address will be given by a leader of the team that was awarded the 2011 Nobel Physics Prize for measuring aspects of the size and shape of the universe. Today, he will explain to us everything about the universe. Please welcome Harvard astronomy professor Robert Kirshner.
The universe. Introducing the universe requires a voice that conveys its size and age. The universe began in a hot Big Bang 13.7 billion years ago. What is the evidence? Galaxies rush away from each other as the universe expands. And here are relics of the Big Bang. As the universe cooled, protons and neutrons, baryons to their friends, stuck together to make helium nuclei. And when you inhale this relic of the Big Bang, when you inhale this relic of the Big Bang,
it's hard to use your voice to convey the size and age of the universe.
Distant supernova explosions show that the expansion of the universe is speeding up. We attribute this to a mysterious dark energy, anti-gravity, associated with empty space itself. Opposing this acceleration is the gravitational tug from equally mysterious dark matter. The present situation is usually symbolized by a pie graph. Here, in an excessive display of verisimilitude, we use a real pie. Pumpkin. Now, about two-thirds of the universe, over here, is dark energy. About one-quarter is dark matter. And that leaves about 5% baryon. This thin slice, about 4%, I should have said, represents the baryons that make up all the gas, all the galaxies, all the stars, all the planets, and all the people. Baryons are the most interesting and tastiest part of the universe. I am proud to be made of baryons. Now let me conclude by listing some excellent features of this universe, the one we live in. The expansion of this universe is just right. If it were too fast, galaxies would never form, stars would not fuse hydrogen and helium into the carbon we're made of, the silicon in our iPhones, the iron in our blood. There would be no planets, no people, no Ig Nobel Prizes, and no Miss Sweetie Pooh. So before you go to bed each night, say thank you to the Big Bang.
Several past winners of the Ig Nobel Prize have come back to take a bow and to help honor the new Ig Nobel winners. Please welcome them. First, the winner of the 2006 Medicine Prize for his medical case report, Termination of Intractable Hiccups with Digital Rectal Massage, Dr. Francis Fesmeyer. Winner of the 1994 Medicine Prize. Two doctors shared that prize with a man known as Patient X. Patient X was the victim of a venomous bite from his pet rattlesnake. Upon being bitten by that snake, Patient X instructed a friend to apply electroshock therapy. At Patient X's own insistence, automobile spark plug wires were attached to his lip, and the car engine was revved to 3,000 RPM for 5 minutes. Please welcome one of the doctors who subsequently saved Patient X's life, co-author of the medical report, Failure of Electric Shock Treatment for Rattlesnake Envenomation, Dr. Richard Gustafson. Winner of the 2009 Public Health Prize for inventing a brassiere that, in an emergency, can be quickly converted into a pair of protective face masks, one for the brassiere wearer and one to be given to some needy bystander, Dr. Elena Bodner. Winner of the 1996 Art Prize for creating the plastic pink flamingo, Don Featherstone, and his wife, Nancy Featherstone. Winner of the 2007 Physics Prize for studying how sheets become wrinkled, Mahadevan. Winner of the 2008 Chemistry Prize for testing whether Coca-Cola is an effective spermicide, Dr. Deborah Anderson. And winner of the 2007 Medicine Prize for co-authoring a study about the medical effects of sword swallowing, Dan Meyer. Past Ig Nobel winners. Thank you.
So, what makes research worthy of an Ig? I talked with Ig Nobel Master of Ceremonies Mark Abrams about what the committee is looking for.
The things that I'm always looking for are things that have the quality, as you've heard me say a few times, they make people laugh and then think. When you first see them, they're funny. You have almost no choice but to laugh. And then a few days later, you find it's still rattling around in your head, and you just want to tell somebody about it. Mm-hmm. These are things that really, they're funny mainly because they're so unexpected. There's something about them that you just, at first glance, it's beyond anything you ever had any reason to think about. It just is staggering. Mm-hmm. Maybe later on when you get used to it, it doesn't seem funny anymore, but at first mm-hmm. glance. Yeah. So that's where all these things come from. And the pick of the litter, so to speak, are the 10 things that every year we choose to give Ig Nobel Prizes for.
Welcome back to Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. We know this is the biggest shopping day of the year, either at the malls or online. So we're happy to have you here on Science Friday. We now return you to Harvard's Sanders Theater for more of this year's awards festivities.
And now get set for something special, the 24/7 lectures. We have asked several of the world's top thinkers to tell us briefly what they are thinking about. Each 24/7 lecturer will explain his topic twice. First, a complete technical summary in 24 seconds, and then a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. The 24-second time limit will be enforced by our referee, Mr. John Barrett. Mr. Barrett, do you have any advice for our 24/7 lecturers?
Gentlemen, keep it clean.
The 24/7 lectures are about to begin. The first 24/7 lecture will be delivered by the biochemist who founded the education group Science from Scientists. She's also a former Miss Massachusetts, Erica Ebel Engel. Her topic, mass spectrometry. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
A mass spectrometer separates and detects ions according to their mass-to-charge ratios. Identification of an unknown compound begins with the determination of its molecular mass. Additional structural information is derived from fragmentation, MSMS, of the parent or intact molecules. Through interpretation of fragmentation patterns, it is possible to piece together the structures of potential compounds of interest.
And now a clear summary. that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
It weighs the bits in your gunk.
The final 24/7 lecture will be delivered by the Ig Nobel Prize winner who invented the emergency bra. As a physician, she specializes in treating electrical trauma. Dr. Elena Bodnar, her topic, electromuscular incapacitation. First, a complete technical description of the subject in 24 seconds. On your mark, get set, go.
Electromuscular incapacitation is the physiological response to use of devices such as tasers, stun guns, batons, and other so-called least lethal weapons, which deliberately apply electric pulses in a microseconds range, causing muscle contraction followed by a period of induced incapacitation. Uncertainties and gaps in knowledge exist about cellular and systemic mechanism and human consequences. Risk associated with these effects.
And now, a clear summary that anyone can understand in 7 words. On your mark, get set, go.
You really don't want to be tased.
And now let's get it over with. Ladies and gentlemen, the awarding of the 2012 Ig Nobel Prizes. We're giving out 10 prizes. The winners come from many nations. This year's winners have truly earned their prizes. Karen, tell them what they've won.
Thank you, Chipmunk. This year's winners will each receive an Ig Nobel Prize.
What else?
A piece of paper saying they've won an Ig Nobel Prize. It's signed by several Nobel laureates. And it's two-dimensional.
How nice. Thank you. This is the coveted Ig Nobel Prize. This year, the prize is a grain of sand. It's a grain of sand that represents the universe. That particular grain of sand is somewhere inside this hourglass. The Psychology Prize! The Ig Nobel Prize in Psychology is awarded to Anita Erland and Rolf Zwan of the Netherlands and Tulio Guadalupe of Peru, Russia, and the Netherlands for their study, Leaning to the Left Makes the Eiffel Tower Seem Smaller. Please welcome Tulio Guadalupe.
Hi, good evening. I'm sorry my colleagues couldn't be here today, but I did bring a picture of them. And there they are. That's Rolf and Anita. The thing is, they're getting married this weekend, so they had to stay in the Netherlands to finish arranging things. But we're all very happy and excited about this. In fact, in the excitement, they even changed honeymoon plans. So now they bought a yacht, and they're going sailing around the Caribbean. I should tell them there's no money involved in this prize, actually. Well, perhaps they can lean to the left when estimating for how long they'll be in debt. Because you see, we think of numbers, low numbers on the left, high numbers on the right, and this would bias estimation towards a lower number. Thank you.
The Peace Prize. The Ig Nobel Peace Prize is awarded to the SKN Company of Russia for converting old Russian ammunition into new diamonds. Please welcome the company's director, Igor Petrov.
Good evening, ladies and gentlemen. The Peace Prize, this is very important. Thank you for having me here today. Actually, what we do is simple. First, we look for the military. Take their ammunition, explode it, and then dig out the diamonds. Just this one. Just kidding. Our diamonds are a little bit smaller than that. I would like to thank my colleagues. Together, we can turn means of destruction into something beautiful and useful for peace, nature, and universe. Not to mention, on ladies love diamonds. Ladies, if you want diamonds, come to see me after the show. But have your own ammunition, please.
The Acoustics Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Acoustics is awarded to Kazutaka Kurihara and Koji Tsukada of Japan for creating the speech jammer, a machine that disrupts a person's speech by making them hear their own spoken words at a very slight delay. Please welcome Kazutaka Kurihara and Koji Tsukada.
Thank you. Our invention, speech jammer, can disturb people's speech. To demonstrate it, our speech will be terminated exactly in 1 minute. Anyway, we are very honored to receive this award. Thanks to the million played YouTube video, we've got many responses from so many people.
For example, some people want to use it against barking dogs. And now I notice that this world is filled with annoying noise.
Here, let me thank many people around us. To my family, thank you. To all the audience in this hall, thank you. To all the people on the earth, thank you. To all the people in the moon, thank you. Sorry.
Sorry for his annoying voice.
Neuroscience Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Neuroscience is awarded to Craig Bennett, Abigail Baird, Michael Miller, and George Walford of the USA for demonstrating that brain researchers, by using complicated instruments and simple statistics, can see meaningful brain activity anywhere, even in a dead salmon. Please welcome Craig Bennett, Abigail Baird, Michael Miller, and George Walford.
Wow, this is an incredible treat and a real capstone moment for the dead salmon. Some have called functional neuroimaging, which is an important method for understanding the human brain, a fishing expedition. Some have even called the results a red herring. But, no. Stick with me. We did our own digging and found that up to 40% of papers were using an incorrect statistical approach. And many other people had argued that they should be doing it correctly, but it wasn't sticking. So we decided, can we use the tools of humor and absurdity to change a scientific field, nay, to put a dent in the universe? And the truth is that you can. Through a dead salmon, you can get the number of people who use the incorrect statistic under 10%. And so we've had a real impact. Thank you very much. One more thing.
If you want your science to have a big impact, you have to find the right hook.
This is Science Friday from NPR. I'm Ira Flatow.
It's time for the Win a Date with a Nobel Laureate contest. Here's Karen Hopkin to tell us about our laureate.
Cute, cuddly, and smart as a whip, tonight's Win a Date prize will make your heart skip. Eric Maskin won the 2007 Nobel Prize in Economics for his work on implementation theory, which holds that by manipulating market conditions, you can get people to do the right thing while they're chasing ka-ching. A dedicated teacher and family man, Maskin enjoys playing clarinet and squash and dressing up as Albert Einstein for Halloween. Please give a warm win-a-date welcome to Eric Maskin.
Now let's see which lucky audience member will win a date with this Nobel laureate. When you entered the hall, the ushers handed you an attractive printed program. Turn to page 5. If your program contains a black hole, then you have won a date with this Nobel laureate. Come on up and claim your prize.
There's a lot of strange science out there, so I asked Mark Abrams about the selection process for the awards.
We decide with great difficulty and much violent arguing. We get something like 9,000 new nominations every year for Ig Nobel Prizes, and we're also out there looking ourselves all the time. And we consider anything that we had looked at in earlier years but not chosen for a prize. So now after 22 years, the pool is gigantic. And we're looking for that quality, things that are very unexpected and that make us laugh and then think and that we're pretty sure we'll do the same thing. We have lots of meetings. They're all secret. And the committee really does get into long arguments. Every year there comes a point over some particular thing. It comes down to a choice of, all right, we have one slot left. Do we pick this one or do we pick that one? And people in the room start arguing because they've got their favorites, and they're really almost ready to launch into fistfights. Okay. And I have to always stop them and say, wait a minute, remember what prize this is that we're giving. This is the Ig Nobel Prize. It doesn't really matter.
Right.
One of them.
Each year's ceremony includes what organizers call a mini opera. This year's subject, a so-called intelligent designer charged with designing a dress as a piece of clothing for the universe. Here's a sample.
I will design a dress for the universe.
We will design a dress for the universe.
Measurements, these ones I can't make for myself.
Nor can I get them easily off the shelf.
I know just who to turn to assist.
It's obvious, ask an astrophysicist.
An astrophysicist can help with these clothes.
They measure more things than you just might suppose.
They measure with the proper tools.
Proper tools. Proper tools. They are no one's tools.
Units conversion.
No need to get upset.
Inches or centimeters.
No need to fret.
We're going to take a break, short one. Stay with us, and when we come back, more Ig Nobel silliness. Please don't go away. Welcome back to Science Friday. I'm Ira Flatow. The ballots are in, the results have been tallied, and here are the winners. Some science that first makes you laugh and then makes you think. We now return you to the ceremony.
The Chemistry Prize. The Ig Nobel Chemistry Prize this year is awarded to Johan Pettersson of Sweden and Rwanda for solving the puzzle of why, in certain houses in the town of Anderslov, Sweden, people's hair turned green. Please welcome Johan Pettersson.
Fellow laureates, my ladies and gentlemen of all hair colors, in my work I have addressed the widespread problem of ingrob, involuntary green tinting of blonde hair, or hulk hair syndrome, as it more well known as. This scourge has appeared in newer buildings with copper tubing and has mainly affected special sensitive groups, such as young women and teenagers, which are groups using hot water and are very observant of their parents. My studies were directed to find if there were any further side effects with more grave consequences. I can now gladly inform that ingrob is neither a sign of unhealthy nor dangerous drinking water, at least not in my place in universe, in Anderslöv. The remedy for ingrob is to reduce the exposure for the targeted groups, either by putting them in older houses, change piping, or by forcing them to take showers in cold water.
Please stop! My boy! Please stop! My boy!
The Literature Prize! The Ig Nobel Prize in Literature this year is awarded to the United States Government General Accountability Office for issuing a report about reports that recommends the preparation of a report about reports. The winners could not or would not be with us tonight.
How do people react when they find out they've won an Ig Nobel Prize? Here's how Mark Abrams described it.
Some people have heard of the Ig Nobel Prize. Many have not. To some of them, there have been some winners who have been waiting for it for years. More typically, they're not quite sure what it is. Our standard policy, which has a few twists now and then, but in general, when we've chosen somebody, we will quietly get in touch with them, offer them the prize, and give them the opportunity to quietly decline the honor. And if they say no, that's fine. That's it. We never mention it. We don't even keep records. We give it to somebody else. But happily for us, not many people decline. Almost everybody accepts.
By the way, these annual awards are produced by the folks at the Science Humor magazine, the Annals of Improbable Research, and you can find out more about them at improbable.com.
Before we announce the next prize, would everyone here in the audience and everyone watching us on the internet, everyone who has a ponytail, please stand up. If you have a ponytail, would you please stand up? Thank you. The Physics Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Physics is awarded to Joseph Keller of the USA, Raymond Goldstein of the USA and UK, Patrick Warren and Robin Ball of the UK for calculating the balance of forces that shape and move the hair in a human ponytail. Please welcome Joseph Keller, Raymond Goldstein, Patrick Warren, and Robin Ball.
Thank you. We think we have discovered one of the secrets of the universe. In 2012, CERN discovered the Higgs boson and the origins of mass. We discovered the ponytail shape equation and the origins of volume. Joe?
I used to jog around the Stanford campus and saw lots of young ladies running, and their ponytails swayed side to side like this, even though the head was only going up and down. And why did the ponytail go side to side? So I studied that question. It turned out it's an instability. The ponytail could go straight up and down like this, but that's unstable if the jogging frequency is twice the pendulum frequency of the ponytail. And the jogging frequency is always about the same. People vary their speed just by lengthening the stride, but they don't go more or fewer steps. And so for a 12-inch ponytail, you always get that resonance. If it's too short or too long, it just hangs straight.
Would you please remain up here for a moment? We have a special message for Raymond Goldstein. It's from your cousin, Nobel laureate in chemistry, Marty Chalfie.
Hi, Ray. It's cousin Marty. Sorry I can't be there to help celebrate your getting this wonderful prize. You have certainly added bounce, sheen, and luster to the family's collection of prizes. I applaud you and your colleagues on your groundbreaking research into how things hang. But I have to say I regret that, given our hairstyles, neither you nor I are going to benefit directly from your research.
Thank you, Professor Chalfie. Ladies and gentlemen, 13 years ago, we made a mistake. We want to correct that mistake. We're going to do that right here, right now. In the year 1999, we failed to include the name of one winner in the citation. We now correct that, awarding a share of the 1999 Physics Prize to Joseph Keller. Joseph Keller is also a co-winner, as you just saw, of the 2012 Ig Nobel Physics Prize. This makes him a two-time Ig Nobel Prize winner. He corrected, he's holding his prize upside down. The corrected citation for that 1999 Physics Prize now reads, it goes to Len Fisher of the UK and Australia for calculating the optimal way to dunk a biscuit, and to Jean-Marc Vandenbroek of the UK and Belgium, and Joseph Keller of the USA. For calculating how to make a teapot spout that does not drip. Please welcome back Joseph Keller.
Lots of us have had the experience of pouring tea out of a teapot, and the tea runs down the outside of the spout. That'd be okay, except it then falls off onto our laps and wets our pants. And so what my colleague Vandenbroek and I calculated was where gravity makes that stream fall off the spout. Thank you.
The Fluid Dynamics Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Fluid Dynamics is awarded to Ruslan Krechetnikov of the USA, Russia, and Canada, and Hans Meyer of the USA for studying the dynamics of liquid sloshing to learn what happens when a person walks while carrying a cup of coffee. Please welcome Ruslan Krechetnikov.
Thank you, Mark. Paraphrasing Nobel Prize laureate in physics, Piotr Kapitsa,
In the same way as fairy tales help children to learn about the world of adults, simple science problems help students and researchers to learn about the physics picture of the universe. Some problems become part of the folklore. We are very delighted that our article generated lots of discussions of the physics of the spilled coffee. Thank you.
The Anatomy Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Anatomy is awarded to Frans de Waal of the Netherlands and USA and Jennifer Pokorny of the USA for discovering that chimpanzees can identify other chimpanzees individually from seeing photographs of their rear ends. Please welcome Frans de Waal and Jennifer Pokorny.
Well, there is a saying. The saying is, the higher a monkey climbs, the more you see of its behind. It has been applied to a current political candidate. And what we found is if you present chimpanzees with pictures of faces and pictures of behinds, they can match the faces with the behinds of the chimps that they know, not of the chimps that they don't know. It has never been tried with humans, so it's a bit hard to do because you would need naked butts for it, you know. So it has never been tried, and so we suspect it's a case of mental superiority of the ape.
I'm Ira Flatow, and you're listening to Science Friday from NPR.
The Medicine Prize. The Ig Nobel Prize in Medicine this year is awarded to Emmanuel Bensoussan and Michel Antonietti of France for advising doctors who perform colonoscopies how to minimize the chance that their patients will explode. Please welcome Dr. Emmanuel Bensoussan.
Thank you very much. It's terrible for a doctor to receive a prize for medical complication. I'm sure now I'm an heretic for all my colleagues. Our research was about colonic gas explosion during therapeutic colonoscopy. Colonic gas explosion is a terrible loud when you put a light with laser argon. Is due to high rate level of combustible gas like hydrogen. Now we have found the solution, and no colonic explosion occurs in the world. Thank you very much.
And now. Professor Jean Berko Gleason will give the traditional Ig Nobel goodbye speech.
Goodbye. Goodbye.
What you see here, ladies and gentlemen, is the Ig Nobel Prize winners, new and old, and the Nobel laureates and the 24/7 lecturers are gathered here at the front of our stage for a pointless photo opportunity. Please whack your hands together and shower them with self-esteem. On behalf of the Harvard Radcliffe Science Fiction Association and the Harvard Radcliffe Society of Physics Students, and on behalf of the Harvard Computer Society, and especially from all of us at the Annals of Improbable Research, please remember this final thought.
If you didn't win an Ig Nobel Prize this year, and especially if you did, better luck next year. Thank you. Good night.
Here's a little more of the Ig Nobel mini opera. Here, as a dress designer talks with astrophysicists about problems of measuring the universe.
The height, how tall is the universe?
Each time we measure it, it's bigger.
The weight, how full is its figure?
Your guess is just as good as ours.
With a billion years caveat. These answers are useless for making a dress.
It's depressing, you're only guessing.
That's about all for this year's prizes. Our thanks go to Mark Abrams and the folks at the Annals of Improbable Research. You can find out more about them at improbable.com. Thanks also to audio engineers Miles Smith and Frank Cunningham for their help recording the ceremony. This program is produced by senior producer Annette Heiss. Charles Berquist is our director. Flora Lichtman, our multimedia editor. Our associate senior producer, Christopher Intagliata. Luis Quevedo is our Spanish language producer. Denise Chow, our associate producer. Sam Flato is our production assistant. John Chang, our intern. Neil Rauch, our technical director at the controls here in New York. If you missed any part of this program or you want to share it with some others, please go to iTunes, subscribe to our podcasts, audio and video. Go to our website at sciencefriday.com and take SciFi along with you on your iPhone and Android apps. And you can continue a week-long discussion on Twitter at SciFi, or please join us and like us on Facebook. While you're on our website at sciencefriday.com, please become a member and we'll send you email updates every week. If you'd like to write us, yeah, we still take mail the old-fashioned way. Please send your letters to Science Friday, 4 West 43rd Street, room 306, New York, New York, 10036. You can even email us. The address is scifry@sciencefriday.com. Have a great and safe holiday weekend. I'm Ira Flato in New York.